Now, the Refugee Action Collective is holding a rally outside Lady Cilento Children's Hospital, an ongoing rally. What's it about?
There's a baby born to an asylum seeker in the hospital that is under threat of being returned to Nauru, and the hospital staff at the hospital has made the courageous decision not to discharge that baby because the baby can't be discharged into an environment where she could suffer harm. And so the solidarity protest is basically saying we support the staff in their decision, you know, that detention, it's well documented that detention harms children, it harms adults actually, and it's just an unacceptable environment to have to put this child back into detention in Nauru. And so we're backing the decision of the staff, their professional assessment.
Yesterday you were joined by several trade unions in your rally of support. Who joined you?
I just think it shows that our movement is broadening out, and there was quite a few unions there. Majority of them were there, I think, and had quite a few speakers. Somebody from the nurses' union spoke, someone from the teachers' union, someone from the MUA, the Maritime Union of Australia, spoke, and then a lot of the union leaders pledged support for the campaign to allow this family and the other families that are under threat of being sent back to Nauru to back that campaign.
Just recently, the Courier Mail published an opinion piece saying baby Asha should be sent back to Nauru to free up beds for Queenslanders. What's your opinion on that?
Well, it's nonsense, actually, because, first off, the baby only took a bed because she was in a tent in detention that contributed to the accident. You know, they're in a space by about 3 metres by 4 metres, maybe even smaller. The family lives in that space, in a tent. That's their kitchen, their bedroom, everything, you know, and they've got to, in that little tiny space, make formula for the baby, and that's how the accident happened. If this baby had been in proper accommodation, you know, that accident wouldn't have happened in the first place. And the government's actually putting people in that situation. They're the ones who are taking the beds. It's a government policy that's taking more beds than what this one child is.
And in this situation, what is the Refugee Action Collective calling for?
For a starter, we want this child to be given a guarantee and a suitable environment when she's discharged from the hospital. We want all the other families and babies under threat of being returned to Nauru to have a similar guarantee that they don't have that threat hanging over them. But ultimately, we want to see the detention centres in Nauru and Manus Island shut down. And it's well documented that detention harms people. These hellholes have to be closed, and those people have to be brought to Australia. You know, Australia has the responsibility to, as a signatory to the UN Conventions on Refugees, to assess these people's claim, and if they're refugees, settle them. That's their responsibility, and they've got to face up to their responsibility.
Are you able to tell us any of the events for this coming week regarding the rally outside the hospital?
Tomorrow, Wednesday, at 5:30, is the Faith Communities Candlelight Vigil. That's happening tomorrow at 5:30. The Mums for Refugees event, you know, the Mums and Bubs Solidarity Action, is happening at 10:30 on Thursday. On Thursday afternoon, after school, we're hoping that there will be a high school mobilisation, you know, different schools, students come down and express their solidarity. And then on Friday evening, there is going to be an all-in action, you know, where everybody's invited, not focused on any particular group. That's on Friday evening. And the Queensland Rohingya community are offering to cook, to feed vegetarian meals to 250 people on that night.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
This morning in Sydney, the staff at the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital walked out and held up signs saying that they support the staff at Lady Cilento. And there's been other actions like that happening in Melbourne. And we're encouraging people to do those sorts of things, you know, to show your support, that you get behind the campaign, In Brisbane, you can organise your friends and take a photo and put it on Facebook, or you can actually organise a delegation from your workplace or community group that you're involved with to come down, and we'll certainly welcome you to come down. We want the people to not just come down as individuals, but come down as groups expressing your support for the campaign.
Thanks for your time today, Mark.
Okay, thanks a lot.